The boys dug until each hole was well over 6 feet deep and wide. Still, it was easier for two boys to dig a 6-foot hole than it was for one boy to dig a 5-foot hole. "All right, that's enough for today," the warden said. "I've waited this long. I can wait another day." Mr. Sir drove her back to her cabin. "I wonder how she knew all our names," Stanley said as he walked back to the compound. "She watches us all the time," said Zigzag. "She's got hidden microphones and cameras all over the place. In the tents, the rec room, the shower." "The shower?" asked Stanley. He wondered if Zigzag was just being paranoid. "The cameras are tiny," said Armpit, "no bigger than the toenail on your little toe." Stanley had his doubts about that. He didn't think they could make cameras that small. Microphones, maybe. He realized that was why X-Ray didn't want to talk to him about the gold tube at breakfast. X-Ray was afraid the warden might have been listening. One thing was certain. They weren't just digging to build character. They were definitely looking for something. And whatever they were looking for, they were looking in the wrong place. Stanley gazed out across the lake toward the spot where he had been digging yesterday when he found the gold tube. He dug the hole into his memory.